The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, during the commercial break, I've been treating myself because I've been enjoying a sausage roll with a difference. Because Gareth Mullins, executive chef of the Marker Hotel, has just joined me. Good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. The secret ingredient in this sausage roll is
black pudding.
Black pudding.
I always think to... what I really wanted to do was show people a couple of little tricks just to have in the freezer, because at my house we'd have people dropping in all over Christmas, and shop-bought sausage rolls are grand, but they're grand. Where I think these are actually something that are really delicious. So it's a black pudding sausage roll with some apple sage, and then we're going to serve a little cranberry relish on the side. So what you're going to need is, I want you to finely chop an onion and peel and core and finely chop an apple, 100 grams of chopped chestnuts, they're optional, you don't have to put them in, 6 leaves of sage or a little bit of dried sage, 200 grams of sausage meat and 200 grams of your favourite black pudding.
So that's 50-50.
And I would say head down to your local butcher and let's support the local butchers at this time of year now and buy your sausage meat and your black pudding meat down there. A handful of dried breadcrumbs, that might be a little bit unusual. The reason why I put that in there, it's just to catch any of the fat in there, because they can tend to bleed a little bit if you don't do that. 2 shop-bought puff pastry. When you're buying puff pastry, look for the all-butter one. You're looking for a high butter content. Normally the ones in the fridge, I find, are normally the ones that are a little bit better than the frozen ones. You need an egg and a little drop of milk. That's just for egg wash. And some sesame seeds or sea salt to sprinkle on the top. So preheat your oven to 190 degrees. Really important with pastry that you cook it nice and hot. And then you line your bacon tray with some parchment paper. And then I want you to saute off the onions and a little bit of olive oil with some sage. And that's just to
soften
them.
That's on the stove.
On the stove in a little pot, yeah. And then you take that off after 2 minutes. Let it cool down. And then it goes into a mixing bowl. The onion, the chopped apple, the sauteed onion and sage, the chopped apple, the chestnuts if you're putting them in, both the sausage meat and the black pudding and the breadcrumbs, and just mix it together. You don't need to add any salt in. Generally, the black pudding and the sausage meat is already seasoned. And then all you do is either into a piping bag or you can spoon it on, roll out your puff pastry if it's not already rolled to about the thickness of a euro coin, and then you just brush the sheet with egg wash, you pipe a layer along the bottom of the pastry, and then you fold it over to make the sausage roll. Use the edge of your hand, dip it in a little bit of flour, and then you just press it all along, and that's basically to make the sausage roll shape. I'm going to put a how-to video on my Instagram, but to show you exactly how to do it. And then all you do is run your knife along, use a fork to prick it down so it stays nice and closed, and then brush it again with some egg wash, cut it into little bite-sized sausage rolls, and onto a baking tray, sprinkle a little bit of sea salt, and bake it for about 20 minutes at 190. And what you really want to do when you're cooking anything puff pastry-wise, it'll always look cooked on the top, but lift one up and check the base of them, because it's the base of them that we want to be nice and crisp. And they're ready to go. If you're freezing them, leave them that they're not, freeze them on the tray and then take them out of the freezer and pop them into a Tupperware. Don't put them into a Tupperware and then freeze them, because they'll freeze in a block. So you want to individually freeze them.
And then defrost them.
Cook them from frozen. Take them out, put them onto a tray, pop them into the oven for a little bit longer if you're cooking for frozen, or let them defrost.
The cranberry relish.
Cranberry relish, which is a must, I think, for everybody to give a go. You'll see all the fresh cranberries now are in our supermarkets and veg shops. So fresh is definitely better here, I think, for cranberry sauce. It definitely makes a difference because there's less water content. So I need 250 grams of fresh cranberries, a navel orange, the juice and zest, 50 grams of brandy. That does make a difference. A star anise, a cinnamon, 100 grams of brown sugar, and another 50 grams of port. So I like mine nice and boozy. Just put it all into a pot, bring it to a boil, let it take away for about 10 or 15 minutes till it slightly thickens, take it off into a clean Kilner jar, and you're ready to rock. That's it.
That's brilliant. Well, the sausage rolls, I can testify. Now, you've also brought me in brie and cranberry puffs, and we probably don't have time to do the recipe, but it'll be on your Instagram.
I'll throw that up on my Instagram as well, and I'm using Killeeny cheese. Big shout out to all of our Irish cheese producers now. Let's go after our Irish cheese this Christmas.
So Killeeny cheese is what we have here.
Killeeny cheese.
So many great
Irish
cheeses.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fantastic. All right. Well, it's very good. You must be up to 90 in the hotel at the moment.
It's brilliant. Business is good, and everybody's enjoying themselves, and the bar and the restaurant and the rooftop and the Oh, here, I'm making myself tired talking about it. But yeah, we're nice and busy, thank God.
Very good. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef of the Marker Hotel. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.